We're all quite familiar with the story of the creation of Adam and Eve in the book of Genesis and about what they did to God and so on. And we may know something about their two first children, their two sons, Cain and Abel. But the lives of these two illustrate a great point for today's homily. Abel, son of Adam and Eve, was a shepherd. His brother Cain, a farmer. Cain, of course, did not have the same amount of devotion as his brother, brings an offering to the Lord from his fields. Not exactly the best of offerings, but an offering nonetheless. Abel, however, sacrificed the best that he had, the best of the firstborn of his flock. On Abel's offering, the Lord was very pleased, but not quite so much on Cain's offering. Because of that, Cain becomes extremely upset and angry, gets very sullen and depressed about it. He broods over this because his pride was hurt. But like so many of us, sometimes instead of changing himself, he simply gets angry about it. The Lord asked him why he felt this way. He asked him to have a change of heart. God said to him, "In your wounded pride, sin is waiting to consume you like a hungry and bloodthirsty beast." Think about that. In your wounded pride, sin is waiting to consume you like a hungry and bloodthirsty beast. Does Cain then have a change of heart and mind? Of course not. Instead, he invited his brother falsely on a journey, and on that journey, killed him. The story not only recounts humanity's first act of murder, but exposes something that is in every one of us. That is the propensity to pride. The propensity to pride. The very same sin that got Lucifer, the archangel, cast out of heaven, and he becomes Satan the accuser. The very same sin that had our first parents, Adam and Eve, lose their place in the Garden of Eden. The very thing that makes us oppose our wills to God's. Pride that makes us hate ourselves because of some failure. Pride that makes us hate others because they have something that we don't have and that we think they don't deserve to have, but that somehow maybe we should have it. Pride that gives birth to envy. Pride that gives birth to ambition. That makes us tear down and destroy anyone or anything that gets in our way. The pride that says, "I'm better. In fact, I'm the best. I don't need God, and I don't need you." Pride that when we do fail, when we do lose, when we are proven to be wrong, doesn't accept it, but instead goes into a rage and can go as far as destroying or even killing those who we think shame us. Again, the spirit of Cain. Because of all that, pride is the most demonic of all the sins. That with Lucifer, basically spits in the face of God, saying, "I will not love you, I will not serve you, or anyone else." On the other hand, we have Christ. Christ who shows us in his very self the truth of humility, the holiness of humility, where Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not deem equality with God something to cling to, as St. Paul says, but rather he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being made one like us in the likeness of sin, that God becomes a man and would willfully die for the godless, that would be us, as an act of love. Humility is an attitude. It's a virtue, but it's also a frame of mind that says, in total and absolute honesty, that only God is God, and that I am not. That whatever good I have, whatever good I might be, whatever good I am, whatever good I can accomplish is nothing else but the work of God in and through me. nothing of myself, only the work of God in me and through me. With that, my part, your part, is to disregard our ambition, to disregard our disordered desires that lead us away from Christ, to disregard the desire for self-satisfaction and simply be what God made us to be. Be good, be holy, do what is holy, become holy by your actions, by your faith, your hope, your love. Your role and mine is to love and to serve Christ. To love and to serve others as he commands us with all the abilities and gifts that he has given us. You and I, we're not the center and focal point of the universe. We like to think so sometimes, but we aren't. Christ is. Christ and Christ alone is the center and focal point of the universe. Anything that is done apart from him, anything that is done without him, is done completely and utterly in vain, and is absolutely sterile, absolutely fruitless. Now, it's true that God has certainly given every one of us a dignity that only sin can take away. All of us made in the image and likeness of God. By the power of his love, we're his sons and his daughters. But he wants us to act that way, to act like his sons and daughters, conducting ourselves in a spirit of simplicity and charity. That means that we're not in this world to seek attention for ourselves, but rather to give attention to others. Not to go around seeking honor, but to live honorably. Not desiring always to be right, but in being righteous. Not in pursuing wealth, but simply working hard and fulfilling our duties according to our state in life, quite simply, for the glory of God and the good of others. Not always seeking glory for ourselves, but always seeking to glorify God. All of this is a work of God's grace, a work of God's grace and our cooperation with it. May we find ourselves, my brothers and sisters, in the words of Mary when she sang God's praises with Elizabeth. May we find ourselves exalted by Christ, who casts down the mighty from their thrones and raises up the lowly of heart.